Greetings, listener. As I explained, I was removed from the 2026 primary ballot due to my petitions being challenged by Ana Campos on the 15th of December, 2025. I shared the contested letter above, but if you'll notice, it was signed by someone named Nancy Greco without any title, position, or office mentioned. But from the response letter to this challenge letter received from the Bexar County Democratic Party, it addressed Ana Campos. Furthermore, we were informed that you have a 5-day window for anyone to contest petitions starting from the date when candidates submit their petition signatures to qualify for the 2026 primary ballot, which I submitted my petition signatures on the 4th of December of 2025. This would put anyone that challenged would have to submit by the 9th of December 2025. Both opponents were past the challenging date. Raz Hernandez submitted his challenge on the 11th of December 2025, while Ana Campos, represented by Nancy Greco, submitted hers on the 15th of December 2025. Both submissions were past the challenge deadline. I want to point out that the Bexar County Democratic Party has never provided me with the due process to confirm their conclusions. This would have provided me with the opportunity to their findings, which we found some names were misspelled and the birth dates were incorrect in the Bexar County Democratic Party spreadsheet. Additionally, our personal military signatures were not authenticated, even though the Secretary of State verified 5 signatures that were rejected by the Bexar County Democratic Party list. If you observe, the initial inquiry from the Bexar County Democratic Party to the Secretary of State Election Division by the staff attorney is dated the 30th of December, 2025. On the 1st of January, 2026, we went to the Bexar County Democratic Party office as requested. We know the Secretary of State's office was closed on New Year's, so it's clear I was taken off the 2026 primary ballot before the new year. They still led me to believe that they ensured I wouldn't have the time to pursue a fair candidacy. Thank you for listening and hope I can still serve you soon as the Justice of the Peace Judge, Precinct 4, Place 1, Bexar County.